Welcome to the second installation of Vitamin CJ. This specific podcast is designed to make light of events occurring around the globe with relative details and plenty of humor. Please be aware that this form of comedy may not be appropriate for all audiences. If at any time we feel that you've made you smile or that you would like to help us proceed in our future for this series, please feel free to donate or send us a message if you're on Anchor or leave a comment if you're on YouTube or another streaming platform. Without further ado, I'm Chris.
I'm Jeremy.
Welcome to Vitamin CJ.
So
all right.
What are we talking about today?
So I've decided that we are going to touch on fellow Florida man today.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Dive right in.
Oh, yeah. Just jump right into this crazed-ass man who burned down his house while he was naked.
Oh.
All right. So title reads, Naked Florida Man Burns Down House Trying to Bake Cookies on George Foreman Grill. I don't know if I enjoy or I hate that it was so specific about what he was doing.
Wait, is that all there is to it?
I mean...
Wait, read it again.
Okay. Naked Florida man burns house down trying to bake cookies on George Foreman Grill.
Okay, so was it his house?
Yeah.
He burns his own house down while he's naked.
Yup.
I guess the dude just wants to bake some cookies while he's naked.
Boy out here just trying to bake some gingerbread cookies and people out here making stories on him.
Dude, every time we listen to stories like this, like, I go so into depth with my thought process of it. Like, I was literally just about to say, like, what if he's doing laundry or something? Like,
you just let it
just a really minor inconvenience and it just so happened to be ironic to the fact that he lived in Florida.
Let his sugar cookies crazy. Over his George Foreman grill and went to go fold some laundry.
What is a George Foreman grill as opposed to what?
I mean, I suppose just like regular Weber grill.
Here, wait. I'm going to look up George Foreman grill.
I think it's like one of those smaller portable grills that you like typically see at parks and that sort of thing.
George Foreman grill. Oh yeah, it literally just looks like a fucking waffle maker.
Yeah, exactly. It's like shit, like you get that confused.
Dude, how did this guy burn his house down with this? It's literally the size of a laptop.
I mean,
dude, you fucked up. Oh
imagine
man.
Back to the kitchen after doing whatever the hell he was doing, he's just like, oh shit.
Oh god.
My cookies. I wonder what his first concern was. Was he worried that he burned his cookies or that his fucking house was on fire?
Well, I'd also be concerned about the fact that he...
Oh my god, I haven't even touched on this part yet. So the paragraph reads, his nudity only describes half of the weirdness. According to a local report from Northwest Florida Daily News, the man admitted to drinking 2 liters of vodka and smoking marijuana since 9 a.m. that morning.
That explains a lot.
How do you down 2 liters of vodka?
I don't know. Man's making some cookies.
I don't understand. You literally, that's a 2 liter. That's the size. You go to Marco's Pizza, you get yourself a pizza, and you're like, hey, look in that fridge. There's a 2 liter of Mountain Dew. Yeah, it's the size of that.
Does it specify what time of day this was?
Not specific.
Like, if it's any time before noon, I'm impressed.
I mean, it said he had been smoking since 9 a.m., so I guess props.
Well, you see, Doc, it all started smoking weed at 9 a.m. 3 hours later, my house was burnt down with my George Foreman grill, and I didn't have any clothes.
One of those laptop-sized grills.
Maybe he was just getting warm, you know? Maybe it was too hot, like, what he was doing, just decided to strip down.
Oh, yeah, you know? It was just, he wanted to be as bare as his cookies. He wanted to be one with his cookies.
He was just living his life.
Yeah, and then he just burned his house down, and now it's a huge article, and just people have to make this huge deal.
Man, I mean, it makes a good story.
Oh, here's a good part. According to authorities, he left the cookies unattended for too long, and the grill eventually caught fire. Not the cookies, the grill!
Oh, God.
And then he attempted to put the fire out with dry towels.
I wonder if it was an electrical fire. Nah, I doubt it.
So when the fire department showed up, the Florida man opened the door, uttered the words, "I'm sorry," and proceeded to close the door.
I'm sorry.
For your wasted time. Fucking just yeets the door back closed.
Door to burning house, sees man, closes door.
Hey, those are my cookies.
Drink my Mountain Dew.
Come here, let me smell your breath. All right, so let's talk about something we wanted to discuss earlier this week.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Dude, yeah.
I don't know if anybody listening has seen wonderful movie Groundhog Day.
Definitely recommend watching it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. For just quick synopsis, this man basically has to live through the same day, just day after day, waking up. If he, you know, attempts to die, if he just does anything, he wakes up the next day. So he can't die. He can't. He's immortal, but in the sense that he can't do anything else essentially within 24 hours. So the only way he can get out of it is essentially, well, I don't want to spoil it too much, but he has to find the love of his life. And so we were wondering, why was he so quick to decide to kill himself?
Yeah.
Because in I can't remember, second or third day, he just says, screw this, and just jumps in front of a truck.
I feel like you could, if given that point, like, if you figured it out by that point that your day is just repeating the same exact way, and there's something you need to change, wouldn't you just think logically, yeah, I guess eventually I'll figure out exactly how I need to execute this day, and then you do it right, rather than just fucking killing yourself?
You know what? There can only really be one way out of this situation. Suicide!
Suicide is not an option, even on Groundhog Day.
Guess not. Yeah, so he just jumps in front of that truck, wakes up the next morning. What would you feel?
I don't know. Waking up
that morning, you're just like, bro, what's up with that?
Well, what would you do if tonight you went to sleep and tomorrow you woke up and it was Friday morning of December 7th?
I would be really upset because I'd have to go back to school.
Yeah, I would be fucking pissed. But, like, I wouldn't know what to do about it. Like,
I probably wouldn't try to kill myself right away. I mean, this might just be my slightly mischievous self.
But just, like,
saying, hey, screw it, I'm just going to try to do as much shit as possible.
Think about things that happened today that maybe didn't go the way you planned. You could have, like, done something to change that. Like,
my entire Friday?
Yeah, like, it's weird.
Yeah, and I mean, my man's out here not even touching Google.
Yeah, wait, what happens if your day repeats?
What happens if you literally can't move on with your life? It's up to, like, eHarmony or some shit. Just like, do you need help moving on? It's like, no, my life is literally not going anywhere.
I literally can't do anything. I've resorted to shooting myself, and it doesn't even work.
The suicide hotline, you're just like, no, please help me kill me.
I have tossed myself off of a 10-story building and woken up like it was a dream.
I've literally clapped myself inside my mouth with a 12-gauge, and then I wake up the next day without a scratch.
You don't understand stuck, bro, until you go through what I've been through.
I think he ends up proving to one of his friends that it happens over and over because he like kept predicting all these different things, and his friend was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's definitely the way to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you'd only have, you know, 10, 12 hours, depending on how many, or I guess how soon you tell them before they just, like, forget again.
Yeah.
That would feel so lonely, obviously, because only you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you can tell people every day, but that's exactly the thing. You have to tell them every day.
What if you just tried to cause as much fucking destruction in that day as possible?
It's like 5 stars on GTA. Yeah, literally stealing a fucking tank.
You could literally do what you do in GTA and be like, oh, I'm gonna go to bed, sleep tight tonight, and then do it again tomorrow. Have another full day of blowing up buildings.
It would be so boring if you got arrested because you just have to stay there for the amount of time for the day.
You're like, man, and this sucks. Just...
Imagine if you got arrested and you're just like, God, this sucks. My sentence is life. And then you don't repeat the day.
Oh. Oof.
That would suck.
You'd be like, wait, no.
No, wait. God, that would be dreadful. My God, I mean, there are just so many different sides to this.
Yeah. There's, like, also weird, like, I feel like there's paradoxical things that tie into this situation. Oh, yeah. Like, I don't know, there's got to be something that just doesn't make sense in that situation that, like, I don't know, it's hard to explain. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I mean...
I don't know.
I'm just surprised he went straight for the sewer slide so fast.
Yeah. I just, like... I don't know.
Yeah, I know. All right, so one more thing before we go on a quick commercial break. Another thing we wanted to discuss. PewDiePie and the T-Series conspiracy.
Oh.
That just constructed in my mind one day while a few of my classmates were discussing it. So obviously PewDiePie, I don't know if he's still ahead of T-Series. I'm unsure of that.
I'm not one of those kids that literally someone mentions T-Series and this kid just whips out his phone like it's a fucking Desert Eagle and like has it open on a tally mark and he's like, oh, T-Series is approximately 1.5 million subscribers ahead of PewDiePie.
He has the live stream going on his phone consistently. Somebody tries to call him. He's like, no, get out of my phone. I'm paying attention.
Blows on phone, spins it, puts him back in pocket.
So what I developed was the thought process that what if PewDiePie, because I believe he's gained, oh my God, how many subscribers has he gained? I think like 6, 7.
I don't know exactly, but it's definitely given him more popularity.
Oh yeah, because he, I mean, while he did have millions of subscribers, he was number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if he still is now.
Morgan Yeagerman Jensen, that is PewDiePie.
Yep. And I guess I can check really quick. Then comes along T-Series. I believe it's an Indian company. I don't remember. And a lot of people are upset because they're like, it's a company, you know, they shouldn't be able to be first place on, because it's basically the entire nation is subscribing just to this one place. But people are also accusing them of using bots, because even that one time when YouTube went down, they were still gaining subscribers.
Yeah.
So people are a little bit confused about that.
Oh, I fucking guarantee that they're using bots. What the hell?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you don't just appear. I mean, how many people do you think in India? Because I know for a fact, probably like what? Maybe 100,000 people after seeing T-Series grow so much would subscribe to them.
Yo, hold up.
Not even that. I mean, But, so my assumption is, since T-Series came along, PewDiePie has gained about 6-7 million subscribers, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if PewDiePie just developed T-Series to assist him gain more popularity? Because he knows how to manipulate the internet at this point. I mean, man's at, what, over 70 million subscribers? I mean, it had been due to a lot of the fact that T-Series was around, but he was losing popularity quickly because everyone, you know, find new content creators, that sort of thing. Because who's going to pay attention to PewDiePie anymore, right? Yeah. I mean, he's the number one. He's the big deal. Now, T-Series comes along. They're about to take that quote-unquote rightful throne from PewDiePie that he's held for, what, probably almost a decade now, I would assume. And everyone starts freaking out, and, you know, people are hacking printers. There is that one story where this guy hacked printers around the world, telling people to go subscribe to PewDiePie. I mean, what if you went down to your basement one morning, or you walked into your office, and there was just this photo of PewDiePie, and it just says, like, subscribe to me.
Yeah. So, there's 1.339 billion people in India as of 2017, and just thinking about PewDiePie, whether people like him or not, he isn't a stupid person. He is like a genuinely smart person, and I wouldn't be surprised if he came up with something like this, because he kind of did something like it not wanted to get to 50 mil. He said he was going to delete his channel, and so he automatically pulled audiences from both sides of people liking him and disliking him to talk about him in uproar, because the side that didn't like him, they were subscribing to him to get him to 50 million so he would delete his channel, which is right. A really smart move on his part. So I wouldn't be surprised if that's exactly what he's doing.
I mean, how can T-Series gain so much traction out of nowhere? Nobody knew who they were.
Because fucking India.
Exactly. I mean, bunch of K-pop stuff, hardly even that, because K-pop gets more attention than they do. I mean, not anymore, obviously. So here's a good fact. PewDiePie's YouTube channel had about 73.6 million subscribers 4 days ago, which is up 4.4 million subscribers in just the last 30 days.
That's insane.
Oh yeah.
There are people that literally have been on YouTube for 4 or 5 years, and they don't even have half of what he's gained in a few days, and it's insane.
Probably don't even have an eighth of that. There are probably people who have been on YouTube for 4 or 5 years that have relatively good traction that are still under a million, and he just snatches 4.4 million subscribers just like that, just because, not even necessarily just because people, you know, want him to stay ahead. I mean, it's because of a meme. I'm sure a lot of people will be around like, hey man, go subscribe to him, and they'll be like, oh, all right, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
The question is, how many people actually watch his videos now? Because I want to look up
just look at his views.
Yeah, that's what I'm I think it's Social Blade, the site that shows the subscriber count, the view count, channel statistics in general.
You know, I wonder, like, there's no way he can stay famous forever, and I feel like eventually there has to be a drop-off, and eventually he's probably going to want to move on with something, but,
oh, yeah.
Like, how and when?
Okay, so here's some of the statistics for him. So, for his total subs per month, previously, his total sub count was, or largest sub count was 2.42 million. And that was back in, let's see, October of 2016, I believe. Yeah. And then his second highest peak was in January of 2018 with 1.62 million. And of, based off of statistics from October of 2018, which is where this started to, really incline. He was at, I don't want to say just because it's not a small number, but 855.24 thousand subscribers, which is way smaller than, you know, 2.42. Yeah. And just before T-Series came around, he jumped just after October of 2018 to 3.9 million subscribers per month. Hmm. That is the most he's had for, just according to this graph, the past 3 years.
Yeah, dude, there's something mad sus with this.
Oh, yeah. So then, for his views, he hit a peak back in January of 2017 of 374.28 million views. And in January of 18, he was 356.27 million. While he dropped down in February of 181.42 million. So he dropped about 200 million views. As soon as T-Series cart starts rolling around in October, shoots back up to 319.45 million views per video. That's pretty ridiculous if you ask me.
You know, as ridiculous as it is, like, he's doing what he has to do because, like, there's no way he's going to consistently keep as many people's attention as he's trying to unless he does something like this.
Like, oh, yeah,
this
absolutely.
Is what people have been talking about. Like, so, T-Series, no one would know who the fuck T-Series was if it wasn't for PewDiePie. PewDiePie would not have gained as many people if it wasn't for T-Series. So,
right.
It's just weird. This whole situation's weird.
I'm going to try to see the earnings for his videos. I can find that, but I mean it's of an awkward situation.
Awkward,
yeah. Considering if there is something going on, he'll probably end up losing a lot of traction.
Well, I don't know. Like, there's no actual goal. Like, wasn't there a goal for whoever was the first to reach, like, a certain amount of subscribers, but, like, they've already surpassed it, and, like, it's still going?
It was 50 million. I think that was the goal. I don't think it's a more of a subscriber thing. I think it's more of a putting himself back into the spotlight sort of thing.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you never heard anything about him before this whole T-Series thing came up. I mean, God, how many people went around and say, hey, man, you watch this new PewDiePie video? I mean,
Nobody
said that anymore. I mean, it might just be because we're older now. Nobody really wants to watch that as much. But there's a lot more drama going on around there. So it's like, it's kind of intriguing, I suppose.
The world's going to go on.
Oh, yeah. All right, well, that's our last topic before we go on break here. We'll be back right after this quick message. Thank you for all for listening, and we'll be right back. All right, welcome back to Vitamin CJ. So we have another article here. Guess where this one happened? I'll give you a hint. It's in the U.S.
Florida.
No way. All right. So a driver was surprised to see a man clinging to the hood of a nearby moving car on I-95, which is this huge interstate through Florida, in Miami on June. So it wasn't too crazy long ago. So the authorities said that the man was on the hood, and he called the police and said, my life is actually in danger. I'm on the roof of my car. Someone is driving. My question is, was this intentional?
Someone was driving the car with him on the roof?
Yes.
Oh, on the hood.
Yeah, on the hood. So the driver was identified as 24-year-old Patricia. Oh, I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. was arrested after the
Patricia
was arrested after the incident, and it's unclear if she knew the man was on the hood. This image doesn't show him on the
I thought he was a bug.
I was wondering why he wouldn't get off when I was wiping my windshield.
How do you just like, oh, I'm sorry, didn't see you there.
Going down I-95. What do you mean?
Going on the hood.
That's your windshield. You have to look out of it to drive. At least I hope to God you do.
Driving in reverse.
Oh.
It just gets better and better.
Oh my lord. Yeah, this image definitely doesn't represent any possible way she just couldn't have seen him. I mean, he was up in there.
I just don't. Florida, what the fuck, dude?
Actually, I mean, I wonder, was there some kind of road rage? Was he just sitting on her car?
How did he end up on the hood of the car? That's what I want to know.
I'm curious to know if...
Like, was she moving when he got on the hood? Or was he...
Did he just hop on, go for a ride? Maybe it was like that scene from Back to the Future where, you know, Marty just snags onto the back of the car on a skateboard.
Except
he was on the front.
Yeah. Exactly. He was just riding a skateboard across the interstate.
Just heading down to Miami Beach, you know, and just like, hey, let me hitch a ride in the front of your car.
It's called aggressive hitchhiking. You don't politely stick your thumb up. You just dive in front of the car. And if they stop, they stop. If they don't, well...
I'm pretty sure we discussed... Maybe this guy was going through Groundhog Day.
Yeah, maybe. He's getting bored.
He just kept screaming, kill me.
Just continuous screaming.
It's just like getting more and more intense.
I didn't see you there.
This guy looks so leisurely on the hood too. Like, he's just laying belly down. He's not even trying to like yell at the lady or anything. I mean, it's slightly pixelated, but it's not like you can't see the features of his face or anything. He just looks like he's about to start army crawling on the hood.
What was the age of the lady driving the car?
24.
Shit, so she wasn't old. What the hell?
No, yeah, she was. She wasn't like decrepit. She wasn't. Doesn't say here. She mental issues. I just
she
think
wasn't about to walk into the crypt, you know.
Man, I don't know how these things happen. Somehow they do.
Florida.
God, me too. You know, I have mixed emotions about deciding when I want to go back there, because I've been there multiple times, but I was younger, so I didn't really have these emotions as, God, there's going to be somebody on the hood of my car.
I got a personal story, actually, relating to Florida with my sister. So I've never been to Florida myself, but my sister went with her boyfriend. They went down to Florida, and because he's got family there, his grandparents live there, so they were going down there to visit them and stay with them.
Right.
And so where they live, it's like pretty nice, and like I'm pretty sure they live close to the beach, so that's pretty cool. And they parked their cars in the garage, so my sister, they had to park their car outside, like on the street. And you know, Florida being Florida, she sent us in the group chat for my family, she sent us a picture, and her boyfriend's car had actually been on the door handle. So he drives a Ford Fusion, and
right
where the lock is, there's the part for the key to go into. Someone broke that off trying to tamper with the lock so they could get into the car.
My lord.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about you know my dad Jaguar, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you ever see that the left side mirror had been cracked on it?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, my dad was at, I believe it was a meeting or something one day, and parks his car, goes in, whatever, has a meeting or whatever he did, and comes back out, and his left side mirror was just crushed. I mean, it was just...
Oh, wait, I think you told me about this.
Yeah, I thought so. It was just... And I mean, I mean, I was pissed. I couldn't imagine how he felt. Oh. Yeah, that was upsetting.
You told me about that. I remember now.
That's annoying. Speaking of Florida, Florida and Detroit.
You gotta love
go them. Hand in hand. I feel like they're like the weird cousins. They don't really see each other. Well, I mean, they can't really see each other.
but yeah, they managed to stray away from their origins.
Exactly. They don't. They're the long lost cousins that have never seen each other but are exactly alike.
Yeah. See, like, I still have respect for Detroit. Like, I think there are really cool aspects of Detroit, but, like,
absolutely.
I personally would not want to live there.
Touche.
Just saying.
What's your weirdest story, if you have one, from visiting Detroit?
Visiting Detroit?
Yeah.
Well, I've got a good one.
All right.
So, my dad grew up in the ghetto of Detroit. So, every now and then, like, if we ever go to Detroit for, like, an event or something, we'll, like, take a drive through, like, where he grew up, and he shows me his elementary school and his high school and, like, where his house was. And I remember one time, I think I was in fifth, sixth grade. Yeah, this was a long time ago. We went down there. This was one of the first times, actually, that we went down there. And we were just driving down the road, and this was, like, a main road. And there was just this lady. She was wearing this really big white t-shirt. It was really baggy, and she had really baggy pants. And she was just, like, dancing across the road. Like, she was... I'm pretty sure she was on something. And I was like, wait, what? What? And, like, she was, like, in front of us, like, 400 feet in front of us. And we were driving towards her as she was walking in front of our car. And my dad didn't slow down in the slightest.
Natural selection.
And we drove past her, and, like, she was basically next to my door when we drove past her, and she turned around, and she was, like, she, like, threw her hands up in the air, and then she just kept dancing, like, walking across the road, and I was like, Dad, we almost hit that lady, and he just laughed.
Oh, my God. I think I would have had a better reaction if he said, I know. That was intentional.
Yeah. I was doing him a favor.
You know, on the trip to DC that we took, there were a group of friends of mine, and you know, in those bigger cities, and even in Ann Arbor, they have stuff like that, where if you press the button for the crosswalk, it has a little voice, you know, that says wait.
Yeah.
Well, this one didn't really have any kind of switch to make it so that you couldn't spam it. So you could, anytime you clicked this thing, it said, wait.
Wait.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was wait. And there's this guy who's behind us. You know, we're all, however old that was, just spamming this button. And this guy was pissed.
Really?
Yeah, he was pissed. Uh-huh. I mean, we were in D.C., so he was just this guy, and he was like, I'm going to call the cops on you guys. And looking back on that now,
I laughed in his face.
So, of course, knowing me, before we cross the street, I look him dead in the eyes and click the button, and it just goes, wait. Only it just seemed far more entertaining because it was like just one instead of the spam, so it was just wait.
Dude, I didn't go on the DC trip, and I regret that so much. You don't know.
There were
okay, so school's bad as it is, but like when a vast majority of the people that you're friends with and just like anyone you talk to, if they're gone, it's horrible. That week in school, it was, like, depressing. There was, like, no
and I mean,
school.
That was the time when, you know, what was that, middle school? Where if you didn't That was only two grades. So if you didn't see your friends, you had nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, now in high school, you have such a vast majority of people. You know, you've got different classes you can talk to. You've got that sort of thing. So it's a little bit more of a differentiated environment there. So that wait button made its appearance again about on Tuesday when I went to Michigan State University for a little college and somebody clicks the button. It's not me this time. I grew out of clicking the button. So somebody clicks it, they're riding their bike, and the first wait is very, it's calming, okay? It's like, wait, you know, it's just, it's firm, but it's subtle, all right? And it hasn't gone, so you know on the other side of the street, it'll have either the stop or the go.
Yeah.
It's still the stop. This kid on the bike, maybe he's having a groundhog day. God knows, I don't know. He goes out, and it's like there's somebody in the goddamn pole that this button is on. Because as soon as he starts to go, this speaker just goes, wait.
It was just super loud.
It wasn't crazy loud, but it was so much more firm this time. It was just, wait. Exactly. It felt like if I crossed that street right then, I wouldn't be worried about cars. I would be worried about that goddamn voice that was in that pole forming onto the sidewalk and just reaping my soul. I was that disrupted with the fact that it was such a stronger weight. So back when I to get back on the topic of Detroit and that fun environment of cities, when we went to Ann Arbor, AJ and I, who we're gonna have on the show on Monday, him and I were driving buddies, I guess, if you will. And it was the long freeway drive through the city drive and that sort of thing. Yeah. So we ended up going to Ann Arbor, and first thing we experience are a group of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles hopping across the street. Going across. Yep. I mean, they weren't jaywalking or anything, but as soon as we pulled up to a stoplight, I think I was driving. These group of four Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles just backflipped, front flipped, somersaulted across the sidewalk in front of us. And drive instructor Brian was just like, you know, giving us multiple reasons why not to do cocaine and drugs and that sort of thing. And well, he said, there's a good example for you right there.
Dude, Brian, great guy.
Oh, absolutely. I'm upset that he's gone now.
He was the best.
Absolutely. I'm kind of curious as to who the new driving instructor is, because it's intriguing.
Yeah.
So, coming back around, I think maybe AJ was driving at this point. I can't remember. There's a fellow in a tiara in the middle of this park, reading some kind of poem. God knows what it was. I mean, he was just pronouncing all these Shakespearean type, I guess, phrases. And he had a tiara on, you know, just going away, I guess, to each their own.
I mean, yeah. So,
that was our phenomenal experience in Ann Arbor. I mean, my lord.
Ann Arbor is an interesting place sometimes.
Sometimes I feel like cities are their own different kind of breeds. I mean,
they really are, because, like, even though they're generally the same, they're so different. Like,
exactly. I mean, I feel like the thing is the people who are just doing those sorts of things stand out far more because there's so many people.
Yeah.
So you don't really pay attention to the people walking down the sidewalk just doing whatever, but you do pay attention to the group of Ninja Turtles hurling themselves across the street in front of you at a stoplight.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's that. All right. Last thing before we close out here. Is a hot dog a sandwich? I want to hear it.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
Yes, sir.
Well, what do you mean?
Is a hot dog a sandwich? I mean, you don't, what do you describe it as? I mean, I know it's a hot dog, but is it a sandwich? I mean, it's got the bread, it's got the meat, it's got your toppings. I mean, but is it a sandwich?
Okay. If I were to consider it anything, I would consider it more of a wrap than a sandwich, if anything, because...
Oh, shit, I don't know if I like that. Hey, man, you want this hot dog wrap?
Because, dude, if you think about it, a sandwich is usually two pieces of bread, but a hot dog bun is just like a U-shaped piece of bread. And
yeah, have you noticed how, like, hot dog buns are, like, almost sewn at the bottom? It's so weird. I don't know.
Dude.
What they do.
So sketchy. Like,
really are.
Just every aspect of a hot dog. Like, I don't know what I'm eating when I eat a hot dog. Like, I just don't. As the years have gone on, like, I remember as a little kid fucking loving hot dogs. And then,
oh,
like,
yeah, absolutely.
As it went on, I was just like, this doesn't seem very right. Something about this is a little off.
I feel like not knowing what this is made of. Is a little bit questionable.
Dude, my world changed when I tried bratwurst, though, because, like,
oh my lord, those things.
You will never want to go back to normal hot dogs if you try a bratwurst and you've never had
one. Because it's the same type of feeling. You can whip one of those out at any time.
But it's just so much better.
It's sport events. It has so much more flavor.
It tastes so.
There's more of it. There's so many, you know, more toppings that work with it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's generally just the same, but so much better.
Yeah, it's just like hot dogs got upgraded.
It's the difference. Google Chrome and Microsoft Edge.
Yeah.
Google Chrome is just better. That's just my opinion, but it's...
Dude, hot dogs can just whole ass fuck off, in my opinion.
You know what? Let's start a petition. Just get those hot dogs out here. Get those things out of my face, man.
If anyone walks up to me and asks me if I want a hot dog, I will actually put them into a fucking suplex and just, like, toss them to the ground.
I thought you were going to say a coma. And I was like, I guess either one works.
Put them into a coma.
I will literally destroy their family.
Hey, to the viewers, if you guys have never watched a YouTube video of someone just, like, swallowing whole hot dogs, you should do it. It's very entertaining. That is all.
Oh, yeah. And with that, I would like to wish everyone a very happy evening, morning, afternoon, whatever time you're watching this. Hope everyone has a great rest of their day. Tune in next... What, Monday? Yeah, that's our schedule.
And that's us.
More Vitamin CJ.
Peace.
Absolutely. See you all in the next one.